Hi, and welcome to Your Wife's Crazy Ass Podcast. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Monique Glamour.
Hi, Monique Glamour.
Hi, Chelsea.
Okay, so this week we're going to hop right into it. This is your episode, Monique.
I'm so afraid.
It'll be okay. You'll learn something about yourself.
If I throw my headphones and like log out of Zoom...
I'll finish the show out without you.
Finish it without me. Forgive me now.
All right. So for everyone listening, this is our fourth and final installment of the four F's of trauma. In the last 3 weeks, we have gone over fight, flight, freeze, and today is fawn.
Fawn. I can't believe that it's already our fifth week.
I know.
On the trauma F's, right? Because we skipped a week.
We skipped a week, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was really only 4 weeks,
but yeah,
we'll count it. That's fine. Yeah.
Wow. Time is flying in quarantine.
Dude, it's been weird. Like this whole month has been like so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost Halloween. It's almost voting.
It's almost. Do we have another episode before Halloween's over? We didn't do a spooky episode.
Ah, shit.
I know. Damn it.
We'll do a
spooky stuff.
We'll do a spooky episode after.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we'll do it after Halloween.
Yeah, we'll keep the spirits rolling.
Yeah. Okay. spooky. We'll figure something out. Okay. So today's F is fawn. And I'm going to go ahead and start with the positive characteristics of fawn. And then we'll move into the not so positive. Okay. So fawn. Love and service. So that's good.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. People who deserve it. We want to give them love and service. Compromise.
Oh, good compromisers.
Yep. Okay. That's a good one.
I see that.
Listening.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hard for me, but fairness.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. And peacemaking. So
this is awesome.
Yeah.
So when I hear all those, I think of what? Dr. King or something, right?
Right. Yes. Those are all the good parts of fawn. Yeah. Okay. You ready?
No. All right.
You're gonna be mad at me. This episode.
Let's do it.
Okay. Codependent.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Obsequious. So it is characterized by showing servile obedience and excessive eagerness to please.
Ooh, like extreme submissive stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that in certain parts of the room. Okay.
servitude. So like groveling, like being a doormat.
Terrible.
Loss of self.
Oh my gosh. That's, I don't see that.
I circled the ones I thought of you.
Oh, did you? Okay. Keep listening.
Loss of self was not one of those.
Okay.
A people pleaser.
I'm sure you circled that.
Uh-huh.
No boundaries.
Yes, no boundaries. Which leads us to the next one. A doormat. No boundaries.
Oh my God. You circled doormat?
I did. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Not okay. Terrible. We're gonna go.
Okay, if that's how you feel, I'm totally fine with that. Just kidding. That's my doormat.
That's totally your doormat. We'll go back through all these and I'll explain to you why. I'll go through them and tell you why I think so. Okay. A slave. I don't think you're like begging for people to use you.
Absolutely not. Did you circle slave?
I did not. No.
Okay. No. Although I did like Britney Spears' song "Slave for You."
Imagine if we knew what we know now, like we could go back in time to, what was that, like 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we could like just go back into time and have our bodies, but our brains from now.
Oh my gosh. I would rock my late teens and 20s.
Dude. Oh my God. It would just be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Social perfectionism.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I circled that one. I don't know this about you, so I didn't circle it. A domestic violence victim.
Domestic can be anyone in the family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, yeah, if we're talking like childhood stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. A parentified child. So children that are forced to be like the parents in the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, yes.
Yeah, I circled that one too. So yeah, so these are all, those were all the bad things of, not the bad, I don't hate calling it bad, but detrimental characteristics
Oh my
of
God, detrimental
fawn.
is just as bad as bad.
Yeah. So when you're growing up, you know, going back to the 4F, the positive aspects of the 4Fs, those are things that you know, you develop through life that help you, that are not detrimental. They're good qualities. They're
Right. The codependency, I totally see that with like the clique I had.
like high school or
Yeah, like forming the clique. Growing up,
oh
yeah,
yeah.
totally.
Well, I and okay, so let's go down the list here. So codependent. Do you think you're codependent now?
I think now I'm rebelling against my codependency. Does that make sense?
How?
What do you think I'm
Yeah. Which is
codependent?
good for me, but kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know, I don't know. I don't know if you're codependent or maybe the people pleaser and the codependent kind of like,
Mesh together.
yeah, there's overlap on those. So I don't, no,
No,
maybe
fuck
you
that. Yeah, I'm totally
aren't.
codependent. I see it. But now I'm
Yeah.
being a doormat saying yeah.
I can get you to say whatever I want.
Could not. Probably, though. I'm just
Probably. I'm sorry. I'll say it. It's fine.
kidding.
Okay. So, obsequious. Do you think that you? I mean, and these are all really the same kind of thing. It's like
Yeah, they are.
just people pleaser. You're eager to make people. I think I see that more in you than codependent, actually.
I always want to make people happy.
Right.
But not
Right.
in a like, oh, whatever you say, sure, but like a let's have a good day. Let's do this
Right.
for you.
Which that could totally be positive though, like love and service. So maybe that's positive, a positive aspect.
Yeah. But I think it's weird that fawn, like everything you listed, even in the negative and positive, totally gives me like, what is it? Cult leader vibes.
Oh, well, not the leader, but the followers would fall into this fun category, right?
Would they? Maybe. I don't know. But like, it like all the stuff listed is like,
Yeah. Are you watching that show on, or is it on HBO? The, I can't say that cult, the,
Yes.
okay.
Next, next, Nexium,
Nexium.
Nexium, or whatever.
Yes.
Yes. The
So,
vow, and then like stars just put out one.
yes, all the detrimental fawns are all of those people. So they were all codependent. They all wanted to please him. They all wanted to make him happy. They all lost themselves. They were
Oh, dude,
all.
but I could totally not be in a cult. I can't even do religion. I can't
I
do
don't know,
like,
man. I don't know.
no. I can't even do
That's
like
what got.
baseball teams. Like, I can't be a fanatic about things. I'm too.
I think the scary thing about cults is that anybody can fall into it. You
Are you in
know?
one?
No, I would never. I'm kidding. No, but I think it's one of those things where like you a good cult. A successful cult. There you go. A successful cult. You
Successful.
don't realize that you're in it until it's too late. And then
Are
it's
you
like,
talking about our tribe?
yeah. Good drink. Your Kool-Aid, everybody. Actually,
Yes.
what was it? It wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Power. No.
Was it
Flavor-Aid.
power? Was it? Oh,
Flavor-Aid.
was it
It was
Flavor-Aid?
Flavor-Aid.
Oh, are you talking about the Heaven's Gate?
It was Jonestown, right?
Yeah, Jonestown was.
Oh, have you
It
ever
was.
listened? God,
I watched the documentary and I was like, "Are you freaking kidding me?" But even with the
Right.
Heaven's Gate one too. But our Kool-Aid would only be laced with tequila or vodka.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's hard flavoring. Okay, so servitude, I don't think that doesn't really seem like you groveling. You know what? I think that you help people in times that you don't want to, but I don't feel like you grovel. Like I feel like that's like begging people, like please like
Right.
me.
No,
Like I'll do anything if
I
you
don't give a
like
fuck.
me.
Yeah, no.
Right. Like yeah. Okay. loss of self. Do you feel that?
No, I don't feel like I've ever lost myself.
Yeah.
Because in order to lose yourself, like you have to allow someone to completely take over, that falls back to the
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? I feel like that kind of it like is dependent on like there's one person that you're funny to, where I think like I don't think that you're like I think when I think of fawn, I think of like that typical domestic abuse wife, you know, who is fawning over her husband and trying to make him happy and trying to,
Yeah.
and I don't, that's not what I see in you with fawn. I feel with fawn, it's more the people pleaser stuff, like more of the social perfectionism type stuff with you. Like as a general fawning than that like individual one, I guess.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I like to please the masses. Is
Yeah,
that what you're saying?
but lately you've been kind of stepping out of that though.
But I've always been out of that. That's it's weird though, because you know what? Growing up as popular as I did, and I don't mean that in a like in a Aryan way, but
Yes, you do.
it's like
It's fine. It's
I've
fine. We
been
all
like
love
this,
you.
like I've been like this like politician since a very young age. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh my God.
So
The parentified child.
yeah, totally. So that, and then that on top of having to hide home life, you know, it just totally groomed this whole like weird shit.
Right. Like you're stuck in social perfectionism. Like you're just kind of like, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Yes,
And so you're
stuck
just
in soul.
projecting.
That makes sense on why I would be agoraphobic, because it's like
Yes.
it's exhausting to leave my house and to go out and be around and do that stuff, to always have to be on when I'm not at home.
And I think this is true that you worry that people will judge you if you're not on.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Like you feel like.
Absolutely. That's what started the whole crazy ass movement, because I'm not going to be on anymore. I'm going to be Monique.
Yeah. Yay. That's good though. It's kind
Mask off.
of exactly like and almost like literally mask off. Like you're just like, okay, I'm not gonna pretend anymore, try too hard anymore, you know? So yeah. What else? Yeah, social perfectionism, we went through that. And then the parentified child. I think that's probably where it most of that stems from for you, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Being the third parent in the house. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that fucks up kids pretty bad.
It really does. And it what I learned from session two of my only three sessions of therapy is that it stunts women like me or people like me who had to be what is it again? The what child? Adulted child?
Oh,
Parent?
the parentified child.
The parentified child is we learn how to be a parent so young that that's the only parent we can be as an adult. So I'm forever going to be an 8-year-old
Parent.
parent. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't even know until she said it, and I was like, holy cow.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, because it's like if your only identity growing up is being a parent, then like you can't pull from all those other, you know, life experiences and growths that you would go through normally. Well, I think your 8-year-old self is doing a good job being a parent now.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
Big jug out of the solo cup.
Big chug of absolute.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say on this topic, or do you want to kind of cover a few more things before we wrap up for today?
No, I don't have anything else on fawning.
I think this one was pretty self-explanatory. I
It was
don't.
very self-explanatory. It
Yeah.
wasn't as triggering as I thought, even though I'm sweating under my armpits.
Because it's not, this is the thing, it's not you. It's not about like you're bad. It's these things happen to you and these are your responses. You know, it would be the same as if like I jumped out at you from a dark corner and you would, you know, jump back. It's like a defense mechanism that
I
you
think
know,
that
were forced to.
Fawn is the little girl that I'm trying to like fix and get away from, and it's had me fall hard into the other F's. Like, what was the last week's F was
Freeze.
Yes. So I've fallen mm-hmm. hard on my free stuff to fix the fawn shit.
Yeah. I think we talked about this in the first episode where it's kind of like this pendulum where you're one and then you try to get away from that one. So you kind of fly over to the other one. Right. So originally you thought that it was like fight when you were younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've swung away from fight into fawn, which is like almost the complete opposite. to try and kind of find some sort of balance between those two things. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes getting stuck sort of in the middle there with flight and freeze.
Speaking of freeze, I was frozen all this week. You yeah. noticed that? I was like,
yeah, I think I was a little flighty. So I was like, she's good. But yeah. So now you're recognizing yourself when you do that kind of stuff. So is uh-huh. that better though for you to be able to like forgive yourself for feeling that way? Cause you're like, okay, like this is just what I'm doing and it's okay to be doing this right now. So my therapist, because the freeze thing mm-hmm. would drive me crazy. I had so much shame with the freeze. Mm-hmm. And my therapist was like, you know, you have to reframe yourself to think when you're in this position, when you're in freeze, it's your body's way of telling you that you just need to chill out.
Yes. So
don't feel shame. Just, you know, sit outside and do nothing and it's fine. So I don't know if you have that shame connected to the freeze or if it's more just like frustration or, but it's just, you have to think about it as, you know, your mind and your body is telling you that that's what you need right now. Like if you were sick, if you had the cold or something, you would.
Right.
You would be resting and it would be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And then also ever since Corona, my anxiety has been like on 99.
I want to bring coronavirus up and people who have had coronavirus. And I know that there is a thing called the long haulers.
Yeah.
And it's people who have like, you know, extended symptoms. And we've talked about this before, how that the people who are experiencing these long-term symptoms of coronavirus reminded me so much of people who were experiencing long-term symptoms of Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
And through my treatment and getting better from Lyme, I started to realize that yes, a lot of those were actual symptoms, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of it was PTSD, like medical PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if the people who are experiencing these long-term symptoms are experiencing symptoms of PTSD, like the brain fog and the anxiety and the insomnia, like that kind of stuff. I wonder if
the exhaustion, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be medical PTSD. I don't know. My brain fog is like shot to shit. Like ever since chemo, my brain never like really unfogged itself, and then Corona came, and now it's just like, oh my gosh, my 8-year-old mommy self is just like,
she's like, I need a fucking break.
I need a fucking break.
Does your brain fog get better when you take your ADHD medication?
Yes, my brain fog does get better when I take Vyvanse, but then it's like I'm put in this position where I have to choose my body over my brain.
Oh right, uh-huh. Yeah.
Because my body is still like, it still has what it has. So it's still exhausted. And it's like, I'm not stopping and taking the naps or giving it the rest that it needs. I'm just going. So, yeah. But it's like, I got to keep going because I feel good. I look good. I see things from a different point of view.
Right.
This blog is amazing.
Yeah. I don't want to waste this opportunity of feeling good to sit mm-hmm. down and do nothing, because then it's just a waste. And then I'm back to
And then, I can't take my ADHD medication daily because it just like, it wreaks havoc on my body. So bad. Did I said that right? Havoc.
It wreaks havoc.
Wreaks havoc. Funny story. Kehlani's dad, when we were dating in high school, earmuffs, Darush, earmuffs, just kidding. his nickname was Havoc. So that's how I know that word.
Your ex-boyfriends are, wait, were you married?
Yeah, he's my ex-husband.
Okay. Yeah, your exes all have weird nicknames.
Another weird nicknames. That's what happens, you know what I'm saying, when it's all good in the hood.
I don't know if I've ever dated anybody with like a nickname other than like their name just shortened.
Just shortened. I like a good nickname. I like a good. I like a yeah. I like a good nickname. A nickname with a neck tattoo is that's hot. That's hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's not hot anymore. We're almost 40. I don't know. But
there's 40-year-olds with neck tattoos. I'm almost 40 and I have a neck tattoo.
Oh, man. You're hot.
Thank you. Thank you. I just need like, a nickname.
Yeah. Oh, I'll come up with one. But I tried to convince Darush to get like my lips tattooed on his neck. And then he was like, no way, dude. Like, could you imagine? It would just look like a big ass bruise. It would just look like a hickey.
Giant hickey. Yeah. Oh my God. I've done so many of those lip tattoos. And it seriously, like sorry, all these people that I tattooed, they just look like buttholes to me. Right? Don't they?
Yeah, puckered buttholes.
Yeah. Like, you know, whatever floats your boat, though.
Hilarious. Mine would it look like? Are you
making a butthole print on Darisha's neck right now?
Mine wouldn't even look like, because they don't look like traditional lips.
We're talking about your actual, okay, yes. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
My
your
actual okay. lips. Yeah. Not my butthole lips. Though I've seen plenty of buttholes in my life.
Oh, because you used to do waxing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah, my God.
Lots of buttholes.
So I'm not transitioning. I guess I'm staying in cosmetics too, but I'm adding in medical tattooing. And so I'm doing the areola tattooing. And it's so funny because I'm like doing this and I'm practicing whatever. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, I need to look at more nipples. Like, I haven't seen very many nipples in my life. So I don't know. Google's going to think I just like discovered
went something about myself. Perv. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, we always joke that we could be wives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be a fun like toxic relationship.
You and me?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I wonder what it would be like.
It would be so damn batshit crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you think I'm weirder than I am. Or like
no, you're probably a lot more chill than
I'm super chill. Yeah.
I think you think that I'm a lot more chill than I am.
We know nothing about each other. Yeah, at home I am. I'm pretty chill. You know what would drive you crazy about me though, is I've gotten so much better actually. Like since I've been medicated, I've gotten a lot better. But I like to start projects and like I like to be like, you know, ooh, I have an idea. And then I have to do it right now. Like, I don't care what you're doing. You have to help me. Like, I think that would like totally drive you absolutely crazy. Cause then I never finish it. Cause like halfway through, I'm like, I'm bored.
And I'm like, you anymore. Woke me up for this shit.
our house would just be full of unfinished projects.
It sounds like my house now, though. That's okay.
You need to make Darush finish them for you.
Oh, yeah. Darush isn't really a project guy.
No.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's okay. No.
That's okay. Makes up for it other ways. I'm sure.
Oh, I'm supposed to know those ways? Just kidding. Just kidding, Darush. I love you. Shout out to Darush's cousin, Sumos, who listens to the podcast right about now.
Hi.
He's amazing. But yeah, so back to your nipple tattooing. I think that's absolutely awesome. And how cool that you got into it during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, too.
I know. It's always been something that I've wanted to do. And I figured, you know, why not spend a bunch of money during a pandemic to get certified in something else? Right, whatever. I had the time.
That's your thing we talked about last week. You're always seeking for something else.
My flight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You know, I want to make a difference. And, you know, I want to help and do good things.
Shut your fawn ass up. But speaking of good things, though, Gretchen's blog.
Oh my God, yes. Let's talk about Gretchen's blog really quick. For if you haven't read it, go to the website and read it. It was so good. So I lost my God when I was like eight. Yeah, like eight. I think I was the youngest. And within like 3 years, I lost three grandparents and two to cancer. And that feeling of just like it's okay, and then it's bad, and then the da 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 da, and like wanting normalcy, and then it just not being normal. It was just like, I don't know, that resonated with me so much. And like I told you when she sent it to me, and then I messaged you, and I was like, I'm just bawling, like crying, and just like tears, or like because I don't know, like that experience for me was a pivotal point in my trauma history. So yeah, it was very touching. So thank you, Gretchen, for writing that. It
Thank
was,
you, Gretchen. It
yeah,
was
it was really good.
beautiful, beautiful tribute to Mary.
Yes. And actually, I do want to say before we wrap up, I think we're going to keep this episode pretty short this week. If anybody else wants to write a blog,
Oh,
we
God.
are looking for contributors. So you can send us either an idea for the blog or the actual blog itself. If you're listening, you know kind of what we're about here.
You know all about us.
You know everything. You know probably way too much about us at this point. But yeah, we're looking, to turn this more collaborative and give people a platform for their voice.
I love that. I love that. I love that we can be a platform for
Yeah.
women.
Yeah.
So if you have something to say,
We want
let
to
us
hear.
know. We want to
Yeah.
hear it.
Yes.
Write something, send it to us. Let us check it out. Let us post it. Let us praise you. Let
Yeah.
other people read and praise your work. Feel good about yourself. Find yourself through your art.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, with that, I think it's about time to wrap up. Any last tangents, Monique?
No, surprisingly, I don't have. I think I'm still like reeling from my fawn chat. All right. I'm gonna send my mom hate mail. Just kidding.
No, oh my God. Sorry.
Coco.
Sorry, Coco.
Sorry, Coco.
You are just dealing with your shit too. Generational trauma. We have to talk about that on an
We will
episode.
talk about that.
Actually, okay, so next week will be a spooky episode.
Spooky. I have so much spooky stuff. So much spooky stuff.
I bought a shirt that said something about being a witch today, and I bought it for you. Well, it's for me, but I bought it
You
for
brought it
you.
thinking of me?
I bought it so I could wear it
Aww.
for you.
That's so cute. I almost got us matching coffee mugs with two witches on them, and you can like design the like witches to be look like who like, us. And I was like, which wig do I want to wear on this mug?
I need to take a picture of myself wearing the pajamas you bought us and put it on
Oh
Instagram.
my gosh, I do too, actually.
Yeah.
I do
Get
too,
another.
before they fade in the wash.
Oh, did he do that?
Anything fades when I wash it, I'll be honest. I'm
I'm.
not,
Oh,
I'm eight. I'm an 8-year-old housewife. Like, I'm not the most domestically trained at this.
it's okay. I'm awful at laundry. I just shove all like towels, jeans, red,
Like,
white. I do
whatever.
it all. I just toss it
It's
all.
all in there.
It's all
It's all in there.
Justin. Like Justin is like this laundry freak. Sorry, babe. Like when we first met, he would seriously like one load of laundry for me would be like six loads of laundry for him because like the whites and the creams and then like the patterns and like everything was so separated. And so he saw how I did laundry and he was just like, "What the fuck did I get into?" Anyways, whatever. Fuck
Oh,
laundry. It's
that's
fine.
right.
Just
Fuck
buy new
laundry.
clothes.
Like Alterisha's white t-shirts look like they've been like tie-dyed with like mud and urine. Because they get mixed up with whatever the hell's in whatever's in the
You
wash.
know what? If you don't like how I do it your fucking self.
Right.
And that's like most of my clothes, women's clothing, unless you buy really expensive stuff, women's clothing is really only meant to last like three times. Like you wear it like three times and then just falls the fuck
It
apart. So,
is. Yeah, especially if you get it from Fashion Nova.
I've never ordered anything from Fashion Nova. I probably should though.
I can't fit anything from Fashion Nova. I think I could fit a whole Fashion Nova bikini on my left boob, top and bottom.
But Fashion Nova is supposed to be for people with like big ass and big tits, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's their whole thing.
Big fake ass and big fake tits.
But they're still big.
Nah, listen, mine are big, but they also have the like gravity with them. You know what I mean? They have the weight. You know, they don't
gotta get them chop those babies off. You gotta do it.
You know, maybe one day I'll be brave enough to show you my areola so you know how to like how the areola can take over like 3/4 of the actual boob.
they cut mine off. Did I tell you when they did my lip?
Yeah, you told me that. You had like
they little like trimmed
perfect,
them.
Yeah, yeah, little cute, little perfect things. I was like, oh my gosh.
22-year-old like areolas
78
now.
78 of your areolas to make one of mine.
They don't even have to cut your boob. They just cut the areola down.
No, we're just going to cut the areola. We won't get rid of your whole areola. My areolas are legit like small Barbie islands. A Barbie island. Like a Barbie could wash up on my areola and live her best
life. God. And your nipple is Wilson.
Yes. No, my nipple is where Wilson stayed. The actual size of an island.
No, Wilson's the volleyball.
Wilson, I know. Wilson is like the nipple part, and then like my areola is the island. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yep. Yep. I you know what? I really see a future for your fans only account with this role playing.
Oh, totally. Totally. That's what I said. Like my fans only money account. For that. I would make please keep this in the podcast. My fans only account would make so much money because it would literally be like large boobs and feet in the same like same frame.
Are you
long
saying?
Flowing boobs. Listen, I'm what I'm saying is if I would have ever had my nipples pierced, sparks would come about on the days I don't wear a bra. One time someone came to the door and I didn't have a bra and I was like wrestling and I was like, it's like, you know, when like you ring the doorbell of someone who has like big dogs and they're like fighting, yeah. Like got their head poked out. Like, what do you want? You know, and the dogs are going crazy. It's like two bloodhounds trying to peek out to see who's at the door at the same time I'm popping my head out. Oh my God. So if you ever come to my house and I don't answer and you see me because I have like that mirror, like that glass door,
yes,
and you see
yes.
me like look and then I like duck away and then you see like and you're like, oh shit, she ducked, but wait, she's still here, and then you see the rest of me duck away. Those are me dragging my tits around the corner so that you can't see that I'm home.
Oh my, okay.
This is my life.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is
well, I'm here all week, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to a quarantine in your
my world.
How old are you? Late 30s?
Late 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. Boobs.
Tis the month to talk about these things.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
When I went, actually, when I went to get my mammogram and they did it and stuff, and I was like, are you sure you got it all? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's another reason why you need to get a reduction so that there's less, you know, tissue in there.
Less tissue mass.
Yeah.
A lot of tissue up in here.
Oh, God, mammograms. I've only had one of those and they are not fun.
No, I can detach from my boobs.
I mean, yeah. And like, I feel like my little boobies now are more part of me than like my big boobs were.
Big boobs, yeah, totally. Yeah.
I miss my big boobs sometimes.
Do you? Well, I mean, yeah. I'm okay with like removing these ones and getting big fake ones.
But if you got a lift, you would have big ones.
Yeah, but I mean,
just they just tighten up the skin, shove all the tissue up in there.
Shove it all up in there.
Yeah.
Oh, like those, like, what are they called? The built-in bra kind of thing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like a, yeah.
Dervish can't handle all that.
Make him handle it.
Make him handle it.
All right. I'm going to end it.
You've gone too far too long.
Oh. All right. Well, like this podcast. Subscribe.
Make sure to listen around your husband.
Hey, they might be into it. what's the link to your fans only account? I'm kidding. Right? I'm kidding.
I don't have one yet.
Okay, so like and subscribe so people can find us. Follow us on Instagram and
join our crazy ass tribe. Yeah. Subscribe to our website.
Oh yeah,
so you can comment on the blogs and stuff. And
yes, that would be all that great.
Good stuff. Great. Yeah. Support Gretchen and let her know how wonderful and heartwarming and touching her blog was.
Yes, definitely.
And have a wonderful, crazy ass motherfucking week.
Mm-hmm. Have a safe Halloween.
Oh yeah, have a safe Halloween.
Yeah, don't be a ding dong. Anyways, all right. This has been your wife's crazy ass podcast. Bye.
Bye.